This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, we're at HempFest, sort of the pre-HempFest episode here, where all is quiet in the campground, although there was some cheering and some shouting outside earlier. I think Rick Nia, the organizer, was whipping up the crowd, or somebody was. We couldn't really tell from all the way up here, but we did hear the cries of delight from down below. He's looking for a lighter, I believe. Is that what you're looking for there,
yeah,
Rick?
Yeah, I certainly am.
All right. Rick is about ready to christen the studio. I thought I had one on me, but... All right. So Rick Nia, organizer of HempFest. It's Ian, Daryl, and Mark in the studio here tonight as we launch into the second hour of the show. So we will still take your phone calls as we normally do. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And so we're at HempFest, and it's just, you know, we're at a beautiful location. It's Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's just an absolutely fantastic view here. And Rick's got a two-way radio there with him. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So we're here in our studio. We're all set up. We're going to be here all weekend long. And, Rick, we had you on the show like a week or so ago to really kind of pump up HempFest and talk about this event. And, of course, it's great to actually have you in our studio for the first time ever. So welcome, Rick Nia.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. A warm welcome to you guys and blessings to the LRN and all of New Hampshire and New England and the nation. We want to thank you all for keying in and supporting us, and we look forward to putting on one of the best shows that New England's ever had.
I'm looking forward to it. This is my first New Hampshire Hemp Fest, as well as Daryl and Mark, so it's great to actually help you make this thing happen. I'm grateful that
we thank you guys so much. We listen to you throughout the year, and we listen to the support that you give us and in the community, and we know the activism that you've done throughout the years. And
you came to us, by the way, on this and offered this to us after there was a falling out with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was unfortunate, and you stepped up and said you guys should come to Hemp Fest.
Well, I think what happened is through the I call it the rupture, because it's just basically a hemorrhage. It's all that I saw happening. And you have to have an avenue. I have always said that media, right, wrong, or indifferent, has to have a space to voice things, because in life, objectives and people's views on things always go from one side of the extreme to another. And to have media out there, whether they're right or wrong, it makes our minds expand and to think about things consciously. Like, even if it might not be something you're interested in, it makes you think. And that's what I love about media. So I knew when the rupture occurred, you guys had to have an outlet. And, you know, cannabis and our foundations are all about love and giving. And we were never going to turn our back to our community or the people within it. So that's what we've done. Our event is an open-ended event.
Right.
We have Democrats, Independents. We have Republicans here. We have all forms of life. You saw them, all different creeds, people from Uzbekistan, Africa, all over the United States. And I'm just proud to have the crew of the people that come together as activists to put on one of the best, or one of the top 10 events in the nation.
It's risen to the top 10 within the third year. I mean, this is the third year for HempFest, and you guys were, what, number 8 or something like that?
Yeah, we reached, Cannabis Now does a yearly release of the top events in the nation, and they call it the top 10 cannabis business events of 2016. And we won the 8th slot. It was amazing just to even be considered in that on the third year, because
right.
Some of these events have been going on, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, and they have a lot of accolade. They set the tempo. But what we did here in New England is like what none of them have done. We're surrounded by states who are either decrim or in the
right.
process of legalization,
yeah.
and we're the only state that still has none of this.
New Hampshire's pretty backwater in that way. It's really it's sad, because it leads in so many other ways. We were just talking last week about how New Hampshire was named the number one most free state of all the 50 states, the Freedom of the 50 States.
Yes.
Just came out.
Yes.
And it's number one, despite the fact that the war on drugs is still going strong here. So if we can actually legalize or decriminalize cannabis here, that's going to put us far ahead as,
right.
as number one.
I agree with you. And I believe that New Hampshire Hemp Fest is basically, I call it the fulcrum. It's like a teeter-totter. You know, you have different, again, views and perspectives of what should change and what shouldn't change, what we laid laws with years and years ago based on lies and fabricated
yep.
lies and compounded lies, and where we're at today and what it's done and the harm it's done to humanity and society. So I think it's time that an event like ours, you know that we have House representatives here, we have senators that will be here, we have congressmen that will be here, we have New Hampshire governor selects that will be here as well, we have you guys who have also run, and we have a lot of people here in our state who have a clear voice that we need to be heard. 71% of the state wants it to be decriminalized, and 63% wants it to be legalized.
It's huge. What do you think it would do for New Hampshire as far as you know, business and for revenue if they legalized marijuana before Vermont or Maine or Massachusetts or Connecticut or New York or
right.
Rhode Island?
Right. I hear that vibe from you, and I've been you know, advocating for about 35 years, and to be in New Hampshire and being one of the guys in the forefront, I feel that very much. And what I'm sensing now is the change is upon us. It's happening all around the country. New Hampshire should be setting a precedent. We should be the first. We're the first house in the primaries. We should always be first making changes for social just. And New Hampshire has sat back on its laurels and caused an opiate epidemic. All the while, for the past 12 years, we have passed laws to either home grow and legalize cannabis. We've turned a blind eye. We've gotten a very bad black eye for it. And HempFest, New Hampshire HempFest, I believe, is where we shine in the love of the community and people who understand that. We send a message back to the state house with these representatives and these house select governors and the senators and congressmen that we mean business. We are actually, excuse me, the largest voting bloc in the state.
You mean cannabis users?
Cannabis users, when you go look at the statistics of who's going out making votes in our state, you'll be quite surprised to know.
I would be surprised.
There are a lot of the cannabis users. That's why they're so high. 71% want decrim, 63% want legal. Think about it. Yep. New Hampshire's saying something, yet we have a problem with cronyism in our government here in New Hampshire. And I believe here in the next year and in the next few weeks, we're going to be hearing some extremely big news about our cannabis program and some changes will be occurring again with that and evolving. So you had asked,
I hope you're right.
You were asking about how it will help the economy. Well, let's just take a look at all the states that have. We already know that there are windfalls in those states and all the lies and the perceptions about children using more problems with
yes,
robberies,
yes.
Everything. It's all been fabricated lies. Media's lied about that. But now the data is coming out and the proof is in what's happening. California, Seattle, Oregon, all the states that are going legal, there's a reason for it. There's an economic windfall to it. Why? Because we're not throwing kids in prison. We're not hurting our social network. We're not, you know, ostracizing kids and giving them a black mark and not allowing them to get funds from the college and not allowing them to get jobs because they can't, because they have a record. So what's happened is we've created the largest prison network in the world. Our children, our families, and our fathers and mothers are part of that. And that's where the social injustice comes in. So what we need to do is remove that, allow our state to go into an economic change. And what I mean is not allow the state to fully control this. The Alcohol Commission. We cannot have that happen.
I'm so glad you agree with that, because that's how I think, I don't want to speak for everyone on the show, but I think that's how all of our hosts feel. Like
anything the state touches turns to crap.
Right. Let's let the marketplace handle cannabis. Let's
well
let New
said.
Hampshire be the freest state of all of them for cannabis. Because you still have, in Colorado, there was a headline this week about raids on
yes.
people growing cannabis.
And
in
Colorado that just blows my mind. And Rick, I would love your thoughts on this. The people with the most experience growing cannabis are prohibited from being involved in legal cannabis businesses in Colorado and Washington.
I mean, if they've been caught.
And that would be the people that have been convicted of felonies for either possession or distribution.
Right, agreed. Now, let's take a look at what they've done in, I think it's Oregon. They have actually asked anybody that's had a conviction to come down and have it removed and expunged from their records
Good.
To allow them. Not only that, it's the minority groups and the blacks and the Hispanics who suffered the most.
Mm-hmm.
So there are states that see this in a compassionate way. And I believe in New Hampshire. You know, New Hampshire is being number one is a great place to live. We are a pretty compassionate state. We're very giving. You know that when we have emergencies or floods. And
the people
and
here are beautiful people.
We
Rick,
are.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back. You can stick with us, right?
Right up.
All right. Rick Nya is with us here. He's one of the organizers of New Hampshire Hemp Fest, nhhempfest.com. I'm pretty sure you have to buy tickets at the gate at this point.
Yes, at this point, you'll have to buy them at the gate.
Come on up and join us here at Rogers Campground. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. We're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. Officially, it begins tomorrow, but you know, we're here for the setup day to get things rolling. We got organizer Rick Nio with us. We're going to continue talking with him in a moment. If you've got a question, you want to join us on the air, you can do that toll free at 855-450-FREE, also 855-450-3733. And one of the things we're going to be doing here during the daytime, because we do the show at night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time, we'll be here live every single night of HempFest, and I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, what are we going to do during the day? Well, of course, I brought the outreach booth that you and I, Daryl, have worked a number of times in other places. And sorry, I didn't unmute your mic. Let's try.
Yes, we have.
So we're going to be bringing the ideas of liberty to the HempFest crowd, many of whom are already well aware.
And Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin, yes. And that was where I was going to go with this. And in fact, the guy that's on the site next to us, on the vending site next to us, went and introduced myself to him, and you know, he said, "Well, what are you guys selling?" I said, "Freedom." I said, "We're we're the libertarians." And he says, "Oh yeah, I'm a libertarian too." So you know, like the first guy I've met who I didn't already know describes himself as a libertarian. So I think we're going to have a fun time here this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a fun time.
If you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We'll be introducing people to this over the weekend as well. It's called Jax. It's free, of course, if you've got cell phone service. If you're here at Rogers Campground, you may or may not. But when you do have access to the Internet, go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your favorite app store. You can download Jax. It'll allow you to have Bitcoin, Ether, and now Dash, which are three different cryptocurrencies. Everybody, you know, a lot of people have heard about Bitcoin, maybe not so many Ether and Dash, but it actually allows you, because of the Shapeshift integration, to change from one to another right there in the wallet. You don't have to go sign up for some account somewhere. It's just there in the wallet. No jumping through hoops that you have to do. It's really easy. So JAXX.io, and it was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener. He's the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. This guy knows money.
Yeah,
and it's
he's
easy.
Not fooling around.
Right, it's easy to back up your Jax wallet, so you never have to worry. If you break your phone, you lose it or something like that, you never have to worry about recovering your funds with Jax, so long as you've gone through the backup process, which is really easy to do. It's Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. Plus, it's cross-platform, so you can get it for pretty much whatever computer you might be using.
I was just using mine on my phone just now.
Excellent. It's Ian, Daryl, and Mark in our studio here at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location. People are already rolling in for this thing here, and of course it's going to get busier tomorrow, probably really busy on Friday after a lot of people get out of work, would be my prediction. The bands kick off, and Rick Nye is with us. He's mouthing something to me. But
yeah,
I'm
it's
going to
be a sellout crowd this year, according to what we're seeing now, even with the campsite rentals, what's left in the availabilities of motel and RVs. That we're more than likely going to sell out space. So if you are coming to the event, you better get yourself moving and get out here as quickly as you possibly can. Reserve your campsite or RV space or whatever's left. Because remember, the venue and the concert are separate. So camping is separate from the ticket.
Gotcha.
We're having a concert at a private campground this weekend. It's a public event that's made private by the graces of Crosby and Rogers Campground. So everybody please make note that if the tickets and camping are separate, call ahead and try to reserve your space before they're gone.
It's a darn good idea. And it's an exciting event. I'm glad that we can be here and be a part of it. I forget where we were going. Daryl, were you asking a question?
We were talking about the legality of marijuana and how that would create a boon as far as businesses within the state and what the things for the state generally. So one of the things that I thought was really interesting is I read an article where they correlated the basic legalization of marijuana in the 90s. California had medical marijuana, but it was very lax, and basically everybody can get a card. And what we saw over that time period is violent crime and crime generally both diminished over that period of time. So you cannot correlate, in the United States, you cannot correlate the legalization of marijuana with an increase of crime.
Nor can you correlate it with increasing teenage use as well, as I understand
it. Right. That's what they saw in both the Netherlands and in Portugal.
And Portugal, right. Okay. Yeah.
And so far, they've seen that in Colorado, statistics have come out.
Right. Okay, tell me about those statistics.
They have. And generally, in the inception of most countries, states, or cities, or areas that do legalize or decriminalize, what they see right away is a little insurgence that goes
up. A little bump.
It's called a little uptick.
Yeah.
because the police kind of scamper around trying to arrest people, and they think this is it, and then they realize, uh-oh, they're losing the court cases, and the judge is saying they can't any longer. And then you see the decline in the graph. So everything seems to be declining. Speeding tickets have declined. Drunk driving in Colorado has declined.
That alone should make it worthwhile.
Yeah. You think about that, saving lives from drunk drivers, which is, we all know, of all of drugs.
It's the hardest drug.
Cars are deadly.
Well, yes. Cars are deadly, but with a drunken person.
With a drunken person behind it.
Right. Very good. Good point.
So, Mark, you had asked me to bring up some numbers about Colorado. Reuters in July of this year said teen cannabis use in Colorado found to be lower than national average.
There you go. After what, 2 years? When did it?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
They passed it in 2014. Right. It went into effect in early 2015.
Right.
What would you ascribe that to?
Well, I would ascribe it to the lack of the sexy factor of forbidden fruit. Right.
Exactly.
It's not as sexy to do something that's legal. It's not as exciting to do something that's legal.
Right. It takes the danger aspect out of the risk factor. The adrenaline rush of going, hey, there's a cop, I got a joint, I just got away, woo, fire
so,
it up.
Let me ask this question, and I'm not intending to, you know, really put you on the spot, but in a way I am. What do you, or how do you foresee a legalization or regulation sort of scheme of cannabis going in New Hampshire? Because, you know, Colorado, they claim they're regulating it like wine, but they've got regulations on cannabis that don't apply to anything else in the world. So are you hoping to actually regulate it like something that's currently regulated, or do you want to create a new sort of thing, or just say remove it from the books altogether?
Well, in its essence, it should be removed from all books. It's a plant that's been on this planet as medicinally used through families throughout all of millenniums, generations after generations.
Getting the politicians
they
to agree with that.
They removed it from our endocannabic system 50 years ago. So, you know, you ask, it's a great question. It's pretty complex, really, when you think of the full...
Right, and it's intended to be complex.
Yeah.
I mean, what I heard from his answer was that he would like to remove
anything that should be removed from full schedule, period.
Right.
It should be at the drugstore, at the grocery store, you should be able to grow it, and you should be able to trade it, and you should be able to do whatever you want with it.
Absolutely.
I think but that is not realistic. Let me just keep going.
Well, what do you foresee actually
I'll share this with you, what I believe, and I know this is what's going to happen in our state. Remember, we have the largest House of Representatives in the world. And we have it that way for a reason. It makes it a lot more dynamic, and a lot more people get say in what happens. That's why I left the Libertarians, because we're hopefully infiltrating all these little cities and towns so that we can make the changes that we like. But say in New Hampshire, frankly, like some of us have agreed, because we are a little moderate. We're reserved. We don't want to jump into it. You know, we got kids, we have business, we have lives, and we're going to try to protect some of that integrity.
I'll give you a chance to answer in full here. Hang on with us. We're going to come back more with Rick Naya. Also, if you want to join us, maybe you got a question for Rick. We can take your calls. We'll have to give him some headphones if we actually get a caller. 855-450-FREE. I know we've got calls on hold, but if you're not calling to talk to Rick, we'll get to you. Just be patient. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at HempFest, the sort of pre-HempFest edition. We're live at Rogers Campground, and you can join us here via the phones. We don't have Skype tonight because we're here live on location. Internet connections are actually working fairly well tonight because the campground is not yet packed. I imagine that will change as the event continues here. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And joining us, Rick Naya is with us, one of the organizers of the New Hampshire Hemp Fest, one of the top 10 hemp fests in the United States, and it's moved to a great location here. So beautiful to be at Rogers Campground. I'm glad we're here. I know there's always, you know, difficulties. There's always challenges putting together events like this, and it looks like the Hemp Fest crew is going to power through this thing, and I think we're all going to have a great weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, Rick, we had Daryl asking you a question a moment ago. We're going to get right back into that, but I also want to let you know about Liberland, where I suspect cannabis will be legal from the beginning. Liberland is a European micronation. Now, you're going to love this, Rick. I don't know if you've heard about this yet. It's a 3-square-mile plot of land in between Serbia and Croatia, which neither Serbia or Croatia claim. So there's this, what they call terra nullius, which is a legal or Latin term for, you know,
no man's land.
And so essentially a bunch of libertarians in Europe went over there and sunk their flag in the ground and said, this is now Liberland. And they're looking to get recognized by other nations. And in fact, 7 Polish legislators have proposed that Poland recognize Liberland. And the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. Now, it's It's not going to be an easy road, but these guys have the determination to see this thing through, just like we've got the determination to see more freedom here and legal cannabis in New Hampshire. If you want to learn more about Liberland, please go to their website, liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org. They've had more than 100,000 people request citizenship so far from Liberland, and it's been around for, what, 2 years now, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that. That's a lot of people requesting citizenship for a 3-square-mile plot of land, so they're going to have to be choosy with who they give it to, so they're only going to give it to people who've substantially contributed to the growth of Liberland. So again, you want to learn more, go check them out at liberland.org. Rick Nye is with us here from nhhempfest.com. That's where you can go to learn more about this event. Who's playing, what, 40-something bands this weekend?
42 plus, yeah.
Some of the bands playing more than once, so if you miss them on Friday, you might get to see them on Saturday. So get up here. If you can't make it Friday, you can't make it tomorrow, come up for Saturday. It's still going to be fun. It's still going to be a great event. We've been talking about legalization of cannabis here in New Hampshire and all around the country. Of course, we're learning from Colorado and Washington and California what not to do, how not to do legalization. We want to take it, you know, like you said, Rick, off the books entirely, but that would be hard to pull off with politicians. They're going to want something out of this.
Right. I agree. And I think in common sense, and we just can't let it all go like that. They're not going to. That's why the FDA and the DEA are doing what they're doing and not allowing a reschedule yet.
Ridiculous.
They're going to allow for some studies, which they already have, and which all the other states that have already legalized and decriminalized. But let's get back to the topic that Daryl had brought up. That what changes? What could we do in the state to make it a legal process? Now, I think there's going to be three options that we're going to have. One, the state's going to try and control it, just like they do alcohol.
Boo.
That's going to go hands down, and everybody's going to say no. The number two option, I believe, is going to happen is there's going to be a regulatory board with a commissioner to set up rules and regulations for home growers, for the medicinal industry, agriculture, and then, as I had mentioned earlier to you, that the sciences, recreational, adult. That's all common sense adult legalization thoughts. But my essence, let me get to number three. Let's go to three. And then number three will be a full legalization. Like legalize it, leave it alone, let whoever grow whatever they want to grow, or regulate, hey, you can grow 20 plants at home. If you're going to grow outdoors on so much acreage, this many plants. If you're going to grow on 500 acres, you can grow that many plants.
I would actually like to see New Hampshire regulate cannabis the same way they regulate tomatoes, and that's to say that the word tomato does not appear anywhere in New Hampshire statutes.
Yeah, nobody tells me how many tomato plants I can have in my garden.
That's nobody tells you
right.
How much ragu you can buy when you go to the grocery store.
Right. Well, I think what happens with cannabis, and I think we'll all kind of get a pitch with that pretty quick, that, yeah, it'd be nice to grow as many tomatoes as you can, but they rot, you know, they rot on the vine. And
we're going to have to go ahead and do that. Appreciate it.
Sorry about that, folks.
We are on the radio. Unfortunately, we have to be careful about our
wasn't
stations.
Aware of that. Hey, I've been good the whole time. But, again, it's
we're
like
having
you
problems
allow
with the dump button here.
It
so
likely worked. The board up will be able to check that.
Yep, that's what I was basically asking.
So, back to what I was at. You know, like the growers, you can't allow people just to think they're going to be able to grow 1,000 plants in their house. You know, there's a lot of hazards, a lot of stuff going on. There's regulations that are going to have to be put in place. So I think option two, allow the people to control mom and pop business, allow people to, grow at home, allow a manufacturer to come in to be scrutinized legally, go through the regulatory measures, to check their backgrounds, make sure all the stuff like the medical businesses do, to go through all those stringent things to make sure that people aren't just operating on a whim to create the illegal pretense of a black market. Because, quite frankly, around the nation right now, and I'm going to be honest because I'm one of the biggest activists and lobbyists in the state and the country, for that matter, a lot of these companies are running it just like a black market. A lot of this is distributed around to different functions and to different things that are still working in a way, in an undermining way. So always believe, don't always believe what you hear, you know what I mean? Cannabis is a very complex industry to try to tame. So by doing what New Hampshire's done and sit back a little bit and wait, took a little while to get the medical, we got it. Let's watch what's happening out there now. We're doing that. Our event is loaded with politicians of significant stature in the cannabis
was
movement.
Was it like that last year? This is year number
three.
We only
had a few, like 8 people that came to support me last year. But this year, there's like 28. We have a full house of politicians, including yourselves, that are here. So I want to say...
I think he just insulted us by calling us politicians.
Well, I'm sorry.
By definition, if you
run Daryl, because you know it is. You know, you're right.
But
you guys are working in a political spectrum.
It's true.
You're running for political office.
That's true.
How much more could you not be a?
Yeah, he's a politician.
P word.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's in the big gist of it all for New Hampshire. I think if we did just regulate it to some degree at the home level and the industry level. We'll be able to come out in this with an economic windfall for education, students, insurances, banking, agriculture, technologies. There's so many different things that can be done with cannabis in our state that it's a windfall win for us. We're an educated state. We are the best in the nation. So by allowing our children to tap in educatedly, to teach the politicians and the policing and the courts that what we've done is wrong, let's turn this around and change it, I think that our state would be even that much better. And remember, our state has more people in the book of firsts than any person. A lot of people from New Hampshire have invented and done things with the moon and back and invented the all kinds of different things. So all in all, if we allow New Hampshire's ingenuity, our craftiness, and our compassion to work, I think we'll come out on top in the nation, especially in New England. Nobody set the tempo yet. We still have a chance to take it.
Yep.
So like you said, can't we be first? I believe in that.
I would love us to be first.
I don't see why we could not. And it takes determination and will in the face of adversity in front of those hundreds of House representatives,
right,
those senators, to help believe. And that's why this event has grown so quickly. They believe in us. Well, they believe in me. They believe you believe in me. I wouldn't be
absolutely
here.
Absolutely. We
Daryl
wouldn't be here without
me.
You. Normally we charge several thousand dollars for a remote, so we're
well,
here.
Well, there's a lot of belief. And sometimes, like my mother said, when things get bad and you feel like they're running out of town, Dickie, grab a banner, a drum, and a trombone and make a parade out of it.
You don't take flack unless you're over the target.
Well,
right?
Guess who's over the target?
Exactly. Rick Nye, you want to stick for one more segment with
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
Rick Nye is here. He's the organizer, one of the organizers, because there's a lot of good people involved with making this happen, of New Hampshire Hemp Fest. NHHempFest.com is where you can go to learn more about the event. Tickets are available at the gate at this point. You can still join us because it's yet to actually begin officially. It starts off tomorrow at around high noon. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wealth 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at New Hampshire Hemp Fest for the first time, which is very, very exciting. It's actually yet to officially kick off. They're still putting up tents and stages and things like that. It's going to be kicking off, I believe, at about noontime tomorrow. If you are in the New England area anywhere, it's worth the drive to come up and have fun with a bunch of cool people all weekend at a beautiful location, which is Rogers Campground. You'd be hard-pressed to find a more beautiful view, a more beautiful vista than what you can see here at Rogers Campground. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. People are going to likely be getting high here all weekend, which it's New Hampshire Hemp Fest, so you couldn't really ask for a better place, and the crowd is already seems like a bunch of nice folks so far. Sorry about that, Mark.
They'd be doing that anyway, but now they're doing it together and listening to music.
Yep, exactly. And it's all going to be happening all weekend with dozens of bands and a lot of other stuff. I mean, Rick Nye, you're one of the organizers. Rattle off some of the things that are happening here this weekend besides the bands that are going to be just cranking all weekend long. What else are people going to experience at New Hampshire Hemp Fest?
Well, New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally this year is experiencing a number of different pieces of history in our state.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'd like to share, topping off, as you mentioned, we have our very first Freedom Cup bake-off.
That's going to happen in this room, this broadcast room.
We have a number of different people coming from around the region bringing baked goods of all sorts.
Mm.
Some of them will be medicated, and some of them won't be.
Okay.
So it is a bake-off. It's our first. And Julie Gadeppi, who sponsored it and put the trophies together and all of the information and the judgeships and everything, she's done a wonderful job to kick that off, and I'm really proud of her. And we also have this year our very first ever Freedom Cup, which to me is a tremendous piece of history for New Hampshire.
Yeah.
There's never been a Freedom Cup in our state or a cannabis cup ever held in this state. I can't wait because there are a number of growers from all over the world and all over the country and region that will be sponsoring and supporting this. And I'm really looking forward to just giving out the trophies on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And When's the cup actually happen? The actual cup happens in private. It doesn't happen in a place where it's like, hey, look, here's all the cannabis, come get us. It's not like that. The cannabis cup is held in secret, and it's a way to give the actual growers a sense of anonymity and privacy. So it's nice to give the awards out, and we have...
Because it is still civil disobedience
to do that.
It's a civil
disobedience act in New Hampshire. And that's what's nice about having all these governors and senators and House representatives and presidential candidates showing up. I think it's astronomically insane to think that the state's going to come here and try to justify arresting us when what we're doing is bringing advocacy and common sense to the state.
Well, if they don't know when it's happening, they're going to have a tough time finding anyone at the cannabis show.
Apart from that, I stand just. If anything were to happen, I will be the first to stand forward.
And I imagine you will not take a guilty plea, and you'll go to trial and take a jury on that.
Absolutely. Now, what would happen, we'll have a nolo contendere. And I won't even go with a nolo. What would happen is we'll have jury nullification.
That's
it'd be over.
That's what you want to do.
It'd be over. That's where we're at.
Have you been following the Weed Man case out of New Jersey? New Jersey Weed Man?
Yep, I do. I know Mr. Fortune, Eddie. Yep, yep. He's come up to visit us the first and second event. He's not able to make it this year. Yep.
Because he's in court, unfortunately.
Yeah, he is in court, but I don't think that he'll about. He's out on bail, and he's able to move around. He does. Right. He's coming to an event in Boston at the Boston rally. So, yeah, Eddie gets around. He's quite something.
He is.
He's quite something. He's the lion of cannabis fighting. This guy he's a battler. He's not going to give in. And the people of New Jersey are behind him. And he actually went to the Supreme Court with just case to only be turned away. If you had heard his case, you would have known he had every right to have his case upheld at the Supreme Court for religious reasons.
Well, now he's going to a jury, as you were talking about with jury nullification.
Oh, and 7 charges. You'd have to 11. Think that he's going to... Oh, it's 11.
11 charges.
Oh, heavens.
They told him this week, if he takes a guilty plea, he'll get 7 years in
prison.
Yeah,
they tried to butter him up. They tried to tell him, hey, pal, let's cage you for a while.
We'll
it hasn't happened
give
yet.
You 7 years if you
that's
stay
the
guilty.
Plea deal that's
yes,
on the table.
That's his plea deal. Here's what's funny.
He'd have to serve 3 and
a half. Eddie's been to court several, many times. Spends a few days, weeks, he's out. Eddie knows the law.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his vindication, and God willing, and higher powers to everybody, whoever they're even believing any, let's hope that they're all with him, and the people of New Jersey finally step up and wisen up.
I hope so. Otherwise, maybe we'll make him NH Weed Man one of these days.
I hope so.
Oh, God, heavens. You know, I'm really looking forward for the transition to come here now with this new governor and this new change coming. Regardless of who wins.
Anything's got to be better than the governor
we've got. Anything that we have is going to be better than the last 16 years of cronyism that's infiltrated DHHS and caused problems throughout our state's governments, our judges and attorneys. Our government right now in New Hampshire is dirty, is soiled, and we're going to be proving that very shortly. But what we need to do is move on. We need to move forward. We need not to continue doing what we've done. It's wrong, and it's insane.
Yeah. And more people are starting to realize it. I mean, you mentioned some of the state legislators earlier. One of them is a former cop. His name's Joe LaChance, and he's already here at HempFest. I saw him with...
Yep, he's got his 420.com and sure.com booth out there.
We're going to be talking with him on the show.
Yep.
I don't know which night, but one of these nights here from HempFest, because I know he's going to have an interesting story to tell.
Absolutely.
I mean, anybody who spent a decade in policing and who has changed from being a prohibitionist, being a young cop, you know, brainwashed...
Wait, you hear his story.
Oh, yeah.
You know
that
Joe and I are very, very close. We're partners in a few different ventures, and we'll be sharing that soon here with the state and opening up a foundation. So we'll be sharing some news soon.
You'll have to let us know about that when that happens.
Yes, we will. The state will know. It's going to be a full-blown-out reception. This is going to be the real deal. This is what's going to bring this event, those of us that matter, House reps, senators, governors, everybody in the state that matters, and bring common sense regulation to the state of New Hampshire.
So Joe is one of the state representatives now.
Yep.
I think he's from the Manchester area.
That's correct. Ted Wright's another one.
And
new speaker for
John Burt's another one.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Glenn Aldrich, another one.
He has joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition as one of their speakers bureaus.
LEAP, LEAP.
Correct. And great organization.
Yep.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the regulation that they call for, but that doesn't mean I don't support what they're doing, which is bringing former cops, mostly former cops. It's hard for the current cops to join.
Well, you have to understand something. It's not just cops. When you look at LEAP and you see who's truly running LEAP, they are all the top of their fields.
Sure.
You will not believe who's truly running LEAP. It's an amazing thing. One of them, I'm trying to think of his name, Franklin.
Neil Franklin.
Neil Franklin.
The current
chair.
He's the executive director or something.
He was up here for our cause several times. He came to New Hampshire
to
support us.
They screwed him one day out of getting to speak to the committee.
That's right. They cut him short.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
They didn't even let him speak is what it was.
He came a little short, and no one signed him in.
No, they signed him in, but it was after they had taken the form, and they never went to go grab the second form.
Oh,
and I was there for it.
Yeah, I saw it.
And one of the state reps said, this man drove here from Maryland, and they said, we don't care, meeting's closed.
Yep. Ridiculous.
That was a terrible thing to do. That's the injustice that we faced. Here's another thing that we have to realize. I spent a lot of time, I was just thousands of hours, many of several thousands, on the I's and T's of the DHH regulations, which started at about 3 inches thick and ended up about an inch. Those I's and T's and yellow captions and highlights and redundancies and all the things that shouldn't have been, I went through, Elker Gold went through, Ted and Joe. So all of us went through this, and we windled it down. But what happened throughout the entire time, there was never a public advocate on the board. Never. So
it doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise you that Hassan got somebody that was so sick.
That's the governor of New Hampshire.
That they couldn't even come to one single meeting, go behind closed doors, and voice themselves for the state. Well, by law, they were supposed to have been on that commission, and our voices have been heard. Now, we have one in
there. Of course, they'll never
be. His name is Richard Vincent. He's the citizen's advocate, Richard Vincent. He does a good job, fairly good job. He can't get about too well. He's a little bit older, and he's a good advocate person. He's good ears for us. We have a meeting on September 23rd and October 19th, I believe, are the dates for some more either added conditions or voicing ourselves for some more change for DHHS and the regulations. But before that happens, I think we're going to get some real big news here that we'll be sharing. I'll bring the person that that has sued DHHS due to the voter or the voting, what he believes was voting fraud and a scandal that occurred at DHHS, which was tried to have been hidden, and he found it all.
What's DHSS?
Department of Health and Human Services.
I see.
It's Cannabis Department.
Well, thank you for asking. It's important.
Very good question.
The acronyms out there.
Yes, thank you. So real soon you're going to hear about something here in the state that's going to give our state and that crony situation that's going on down there a huge black eye.
Good.
And this is the black eye that's going to send the teeter to totter.
Rick, I love you, man. Thanks for having us here.
Man, I love you guys. I'm so proud to have you guys down here. We support the LRN. We support everybody in the state of New Hampshire. Thank you so much for having us.
I want to have you come back. I know you're going to be busy. You're going to be all over the place. So if you can join us again as we wind this thing down, maybe late Saturday or something like that.
Absolutely.
Just to kind of give us a recap of how things have been going for you and, you know, what the experience has been like.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it, guys. I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. Spread the love and giving theme with everybody. We look forward to having all of our fans here. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, you're going to have to get them at the gate.
Rick Nya from NHHempFest.com. We'll continue with Hour 3 of Free Talk Live, live from HempFest, coming up in moments.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
radio.recordedvideo.com.